Joining us now, Jay Radliff from daytradefund.com. And we're just talking about what was going on in Washington with the compromise or lack thereof when it comes to the debt ceiling and coming to an agreement on this. So is Wall Street starting to get a little skittish on all of this?
That's a great question, but I have to first say that was some very good day trading music that you had going on there on the bumper music. So whoever picked that out, thank you very much.
Yes.
It's the headlines. Everybody's talking about it to one degree or another. But JT, when you look at Wall Street, it's one big yawn. I mean, there's really no yet concern over the deal getting done. When you look at the volatility index, and we talk about this fear index quite a bit because it's a topic that a lot of people talk about, you can go to a place like bigcharts.com and you can type in VIX, like Victor Indian X-ray, and you will see what's considered the fear index. It's not a stock or anything you can buy, but it reflects how concerned or worried investors are based on the orders they're placing for the next 30 days. And when you look at this, it was at 17, 18, and anything under 20 is kind of like, you know, Snoreville. There's just no concern here. Now, obviously, the further along we go, that concern could grow. But sadly, and I think this is such a sad commentary, it's looked at as business as usual. Yeah, both sides aren't going to bend. They're going to go to the deadline. They're going to compromise at the last minute. This has never happened before. It's not going to happen now. Even though you've got people saying, like Janet Yellen and others, that, you know, if this were to happen, it's going to impact the market, it's going to impact a lot of things, it's really going to be bad, blah, blah, blah. But a lot of people within the realm of politics look at that as posturing. They look at that as hyperbole. They look at that as people just trying to strengthen a position to force people into compromise. So right now, the market is not really that concerned, and we'll see if that continues.
What about the Fed Powell's comment about inflation and being too high? Does that perk up the ears in Wall Street?
Oh, that's such a great question, because on Friday he gave a speech and investors were all ears, because the thought is, okay, you know, we've had 10 straight consecutive rate hikes. What's going to happen next? And will Jerome Powell give us any indication of what is next? So when he started talking on Friday, he mentioned that, yes, the inflation is still too high. Now, what does that tell you? Oh, they're going to continue the interest rate hikes. So, but then he said there's also some concern on the regional bank side of things. And if we can continue to see softness there, maybe we need to throttle back a bit. So that's the mixed messages that left a lot of people walking away scratching their heads.
Yeah, something else that I think has been on a lot of people's minds when it comes to money is what's been happening with the banks and the closures of these banks. And yesterday, Janet Yellen jumps out there and says, maybe we just see some more of these bank mergers, you know, in regional banks with what's happening there. Possible?
It is possible, and I think a lot of things that we're going to be seeing, and Janet Yellen is concerned, like a lot of other people are, that these regional banks are overexposed on a lot of loans that are the corporate loans for corporate office buildings, and of course, a lot of those sit 40, 50, 60% empty. So a lot of those loans are going to come on default, and you're talking about banks that are already a little bit stretched, some of them quite a bit stretched, to the point that you know, they really can't absorb much more of a loss. And we could see over the course of the next several weeks the real possibility of some additional regional bank issues where you might have a bank or two fail. And if that's the case, it's going to shake the you know, the feeling of how secure things are in the financial world. And Janet Yellen saying, look, we may need to look at some mergers with some big banks helping out some smaller banks, gobbling them up, if you will, like Pac-Man. The problem is that affects the competitive nature of things. We don't really want to see that. But for the sake of protecting the shareholders and everything else, it may be the way to go. So I think we're going to see more of that. And JT, that's such a good question, because real quick, if we start having some issues with regional banks, I think that's going to impact the Fed's decision on hitting the pause button on future interest rate hikes.
All right. Very good. Jay Radliff with daytradefund.com. Thank you, Jay.